from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Dan Karpuk, and we have an MLB odds boost for all of you today, and it does include Nick Castellanos. It is on Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. So what's going to happen today?
Oh, no.
I don't know during the day. You never know, but this boost is happening. Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos to each hit a home run, boosted to plus 1,600 at Caesars. What do you think of this boost, Dan?
Yeah, well, first of all, happy Patrick Corbin Day, Lucy.
Patrick Corbin Day, too.
And to all who celebrate across the betting world here. He has a 2-12 record, 5.98 ERA. Once again, he is the worst starting pitcher in baseball. And luckily, Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos get to face him again today. Now, over Corbin's last three starts, I looked this up. He has a cumulative line, 13 innings pitched, 28 hits, not good. 18 earned runs, not good. 11 strikeouts and 4 walks. So Philadelphia's active roster is also slash 311, 403, 514 against him. 6 home runs, 26 RBIs, just 36 strikeouts, 25 walks in 167 at-bats. He's gotten shelled by them. I think it's going to continue tonight. Like I mentioned, over those last three starts, he's been awful. But not only that, the Phillies own the best OPS 796 against left-handed pitching this season. That's also a big red flag if you like Corbin tonight. I don't think anyone likes Corbin tonight, but as far as this boost is concerned, that's really great for us. Digging more into some advanced numbers, Corbin's allowed the highest hard hit percentage among all qualified MLB starting pitchers, 47.4%. That's really, really, really bad. He also ranks 5th worst in highest in launch angle sweet spot percentage. So those are Statcast numbers there. All in, you know, this kind of paints the picture of a really good power night for the Phillies here. Harper has gone 14 of 43. That's 326. 0 home runs against Corbin, which is pretty crazy. But 8 of his 26 home runs, though, this year have come against left-handed pitching in 143 at-bats. He also has a team-leading 259 isolated power mark against left-handed pitching. Nick Castellanos, as you said, everyone hold your breath to figure out what in the world is going to happen bad today. I mean, it seems like every time something happens, there's a silver lining that Nick Castellanos is going to go yard. But 7 of his 16 home runs have come against left-handed pitching in 115 at-bats, and he had one last night as well. He also has a solid 217 ISO against left-handed pitching, and it's going to be another long night for the guy that has swindled Washington out of $25 million this season and has cost the organization $115 million in past seasons. But Nats fans, you can rejoice a little bit because it's going to be all over after this season. But $750K per start this season to be absolutely horrible. Let's keep capitalizing on it, right? So plus $1,600. I love the boost.
Insane. Yeah, this is a great boost. You have to be a brave soul to bet on Patrick Corbin today in his favor, because that is wild. So plus 1600 at Caesars, get in on this boost and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com. Check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk and and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, I'm sticking with baseball and I'm going with Jake Berger to have over 1.5 total bases against the Mets tonight. This is plus 115 at BetMGM. He has gone over this in his last 7 games with a high of 8 total bases when he hit 2 home runs a week ago. And he also has 6 home runs in his last 7 games. So he's been pretty hot lately, to say the least. And against Sean Manaea, he is batting 400 with a home run and a double. So he's been hot against Manaea as well. So I like his chances to go over 1.5 total bases. I wouldn't hate also taking him to hit a home run, but I'm going with total bases for Jake Berger.
Berger's so hot right now.
So hot right now.
And the Mets are in shambles.
The curse of Hawk to a girl. I'm telling you, she has derailed the team.
Oh, no. The opposite grimace is.
She is the anti-grimace.
Oh, no.
It's Haro World grimace.
Well, Lucy, as you know, I'm a big NBA guy. I've been looking at the futures markets here, wrote a piece over on BetQL about some long shots that I love, and I don't love anything more than James Harden to win Clutch Player of the Year. You heard that correctly. This is plus 10,000 at BetMGM. So here's the reasons why I love this. First of all, Paul George, Russell Westbrook are gone. That's going to leave the Clippers in a pretty scary place overall with Kawhi Leonard and James Harden kind of at the helm of the team. We know Kawhi Leonard's going to be out with injuries or injury maintenance or whatever they want to call it. But this squad is going to have the following core here. They're going to have Harden, Leonard, Terrence Mann, Norman Powell, Zubac, Derek Jones Jr., Nicholas Batum, Mo Bamba, Amir Coffey, Chris Dunn, Bones Highland, Kai Jones, and Kevin Porter Jr., among others. So I think that this is going to be a year where James Harden kind of has a little bit of a resurgence here. They have the new $2 billion Intuit Dome, which is going to be insane. It's going to be so fun to watch NBA games be played in there. Lots of intrigue coming their way. I'm assuming they're going to be flexed into some primetime games just for that reason as well. He averaged 16.6 points, 5.1 rebounds, 8.5 assists last season, very quietly. That's not impressive. Doesn't live up to his standards. But I think at this age 34 season is going to be very, very important for him to establish or keep that legacy intact. Not only, you know, he has to compete with Kawhi Leonard, obviously, for those clutch shot opportunities late in games. But I think he's going to see a ton of them. I think he's going to be able to get to the free throw line as he showed throughout his career. This is a huge market in LA. Harden's game winners are going to get extra attention. His ability to get to the basket, like I just mentioned, could come in very handy late in games. He has the ability to have that patented step back three-pointer. And he's going to have those extreme usage numbers all year long, I expect. So this is not going to be the same guy that single-handedly took over games like he was in the with the Rockets, where he was averaging like 36, 37 points a game. But it's worth noting that De'Aaron Fox won the first of this award 2 years ago before Steph Curry won it last year. And DeMar DeRozan was actually the guy who was in the odds lead for most of last season. So this doesn't have to be a superstar or doesn't have to be a guy that like Steph Curry who ended up winning, but it could be someone like DeRozan. It could be one of those fringe guys. And for all those reasons, I think that there's a lot of intrigue around this plus 10,000 price tag over at BetMGM. So it's worth a sprinkle for sure.
Love that. That is one to get in on for sure. Also, get in on our odds boost plus 1600 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse run.
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.